zero health or beauty work background, correct?
Zero.
And what made you even think of the wonderful world of medical aesthetics, cosmetic lasers? How'd that even pop into your mind? Because you don't come from that world.
Interesting question. I got a photo facial one day and it was amazing.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to National Laser Institute. My name is Louis Laser Guy, and this is our podcast, Pursue Your Passion, of stories and journeys of people career-changing, stepping in the world of cosmetic lasers and cosmetic injections. Today, I've got Jess from Boston, Massachusetts online. How you doing, Jess?
I'm great. How you doing?
Very good. You just recently completed the two-week boot camp at National Laser Institute, but what kind of jobs have you had since college?
Some waitressing jobs, just I feel like everyone does in their 20s.
Right.
Bartending, and I've worked in a couple of studios, so production studios, making radio, TV commercials, and music studios, so doing audio production.
Zero health or beauty work background, correct?
Zero.
And what made you even think of the wonderful world of medical aesthetics, cosmetic lasers? How'd that even pop into your mind? Because you don't come from that world.
Interesting question. I got a photo facial one day, and it was amazing. I had this like brand new face, and then I was just, you know, really, really interested in the aesthetics industry, but especially lasers. And I just had questions upon questions upon questions.
How did you stumble across National Laser Institute as the choice for cosmetic laser training?
Actually, the same girl that gave me the photo facial recommended National Laser Institute. She said it's the best of the best and nobody else compares. And if she saw that on a resume, she would take someone in instantly.
Nice. Did she go to one of our classes? Or that was just kind of the vibe she had?
No, she has her own spa and she just knows the reputation of National Laser Institute.
That's very cool. So then you Googled us, asked some questions, and all of a sudden I'm meeting up with you in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we're saying hello and you're learning lasers, huh?
Yeah. And I really have to give a lot of credit to the admissions advisor that I worked with. She was fantastic and she did a great job with, you know, we spent maybe 2 hours on the phone one day just becoming girlfriends, and she gave me all the information that I needed. You know, had a couple follow-up phone calls, but I was ready to pull the trigger right after the first 10, 15 minutes of talking with her.
Before COVID happened, we used to do the 5 days of classroom in person, and then we jumped right into clinicals, you know, like 10 days of clinicals, and then Zoom happened, and we took it all online, and we had so much amazing feedback from people enjoying being online, because, you know, less, just they could be around their babies, their dogs, their boyfriends, their girlfriends, less travel time, less car time. And so now, you know, we did like focus groups, and out of every 100 people we asked, would you prefer the classroom to be in person or online? Because of course we know the clinicals will always be in person, but 93% to be exact said, I'd much rather do it on Zoom. So you step on day one, it's Monday, and you're stepping into a Zoom classroom with God knows how many people online, 50, 60, 70, whatever people online. How was those? I think you had about 13 different instructors those 5 days. How was the classroom Zoom online portion of the experience for you? Because I know it's different.
Oh, I mean, it was a little overwhelming. Just seeing all the people, I was like, whoa, this is no joke. Like, this is the real deal. Sandra, the instructor, she was just unbelievable and really, really thorough, answered everyone's questions. And I feel like I really, really benefited, especially from I was warned that the first 3 days were going to be a lot of information, kind of brutal. And it was a lot to take in, but I also knew that I was in really, really good hands. And anytime I had a question, I would just jot it down. And towards the end, she would always answer it. And to my full understanding, I was like, okay, got it now. You know, she was just so great.
So you had 3 days, I know, of sheer education and 2 days of all kinds of guest speakers for the marketplace. So during that week online, I would assume it's a very natural reaction to be scared and nervous. No shit, it's a medical device. And I don't know anything about this. What if I burn somebody? Were you having those fears and anxieties, or were you just excited?
Oh, of course. Yeah, naturally, you have to have those fears and anxieties. If you don't, you're not human, you know. but definitely excited. And, you know, I really enjoyed Charles's presentation about the different equipment and how you can run it as a business. The business presentation I found to be fascinating and really, really informative. That was one that stuck with me just because I was really interested in how to maybe start my own business one day. Sure. And he kind of laid a great foundation for that.
So you did the 5 days of classroom, and I think you were flying from Boston to Scottsdale, Arizona. You have your day off. You're on the plane. You're coming to Scottsdale knowing that the next day lasers will be in your hand. What were you thinking on the plane? Like, where was your mind going?
I was studying on the plane. I was getting ready for the tests and everything else. I was reviewing the information. I was so excited. I couldn't wait to put on my scrubs and all the sneakers that I bought to match. And I just knew that this was, you know, in a cliche way, the first day of the rest of my life.
I love that. I love that. And more importantly than the first day of the rest of your life, what color scrubs did you buy?
Oh, well, black, obviously, but also olive green and burgundy, because those are the only other two colors that exist in my life.
Love it. Okay, so day one of the clinical is you get a laser in hand for the very first time, the first client or student, whoever you zap for the first time. How was that very first experience of the first person you zap? What was that like?
She was more nervous than anybody else in the room, so it kind of took the pressure off of me, and it was great. I did the 1550 fractional, and honestly, I think that was my favorite device that I trained on, too.
Cool. For skin resurfacing, huh?
Yeah, loved it.
Very cool. And so over the course of the 10 days, you did laser skin rejuvenation, you did radio frequency skin rejuvenation, laser tattoo removal, laser hair removal, some body contouring, some microneedling. I mean, the list goes on and on. What was your, so you think the laser, the aggressive resurfacing lasers was your personal favorite out of everything?
Yes, but I also had a blast with the tattoo removal as well. I did it on myself because I just had to know what it felt like and I had to do it firsthand and I loved it.
So I'm going to ask you the question. After 2 weeks of learning classroom and doing zap, zap, zap on customers and colleagues there, did you feel pretty comfortable with the device in your hand?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Almost spoiled by the amount of exposure that we got as far as having clients and being able to practice on ourselves. The teachers were absolutely incredible, so thorough with everything. And I feel blessed that I was able to train there. I don't think I would have gotten the same training from any other place.
Awesome. The one thing I like most about this industry, I've met over 20,000 people that have graduated from our classes. I've yet to meet one person that after the program has said, you know what, I kind of changed my mind. I'm not really feeling it like I thought it would. Like every single person has talked like you, like, this is cool. I'm digging this, which I love. I love hearing it. It's just, it's such an easy business to be passionate about. It's just fun. You can be friends with your customers. Like, think of it like this. Think of the last time you went to a doctor or nurse and you were feeling sick. Did they ever ask you for your Instagram or Facebook or buy you a drink at the bar that night? Never, right?
No. No, I would like that. I'd love a drink at the bar.
But I bet you may be friends with your hairstylist or your tattoo artist. I bet they're your friends on Instagram or you've had a drink with them before, right?
Oh, for sure.
So yeah. So I think the best part about this business is we can be friends and buddies with our customers. So it makes it not a job. It just makes it like a lifestyle where we can make money at the same time. So you just graduated, you know, the last couple of weeks. Was it 2 weeks ago you graduated? 1 week? I can't remember. A week ago?
1 week, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. So next steps is you go out there and look for a job. Is your plan? You want to work at a med spa, a doc's office, anywhere to get experience? Where's your mind going? What are you thinking?
I want to get experience at as many places as possible. And then I want to take all that experience and put it into my own place. So there is a 5-year plan and I already have a business, you know, proposal kind of set up and I have a little notebook of all these ideas and things I like, things I don't like. And I just want to take it all in because I want to do it right. I want to do it one time. I want to do it right. And I want that to be my life.
Well, you're bringing tears to my eyes, not happy tears, but sad tears. I was hoping you were to say, well, I want to get some experience and I want to work for National Laser Institute. I work with you, Louis. But I can take it. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
That's a given. Come on. All
right. Just going to bypass me and go up and open our own business. But that's okay. We'll help you. I'm just kidding. All right, cool. Well, I appreciate your feedback. I'm glad you enjoyed the experience. If there's anything I can do to help you out, hit me up anytime. Love to be a resource for you and let us know when you land that first job. Let us know how the journey is going. But thanks for your feedback. I'm happy that you loved the experience. And we will send you a copy of this. We'll tag you on Instagram and Facebook so you can check out this interview live online.
That's so great. Thank you so much.
Nice seeing you again.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.